Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Everybody, my name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls. But listen, how's your 24 hours looking so far? How has your day been? Well, listen, I hope that just because you are tuned in to Eminem Live Radio, your day is going so much better. We got 60 seconds carved out especially for you. But of course, you know, I can't do the show by myself. I need my right-hand woman. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Then let's go ahead and get this party started. All right. Now, of course, you guys already know your girls Eminem love us some Fridays, man. Now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go in and blow up notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So here's a huge shout out to @NayNaySings on Instagram. Listen, if you want to be next week's follower Friday, listen, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MM Live Radio and be the first to shout us out or blow up notifications. And you, my friend, could be next week's follower Friday.
You know how we do this? You know how we do this. Hashtag too many hashtags is where we give all things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags. Do me a quick favor. Tell your friends. Tell your best friend, even let your haters know that your favorite segment is going up in a couple more minutes because your hashtags are on the way.
And listen, you gotta stay close because we have your dose of encouragement. It's not too far away as Misa shares with you her 1 minute inspiration for the week.
Of course, and also we got a very special guest on the airwaves today, Mia. We got so much going on.
We got so much going on, yo.
National recording artist, the one and only DJ MD will be kicking it with us to talk about his latest single, Turn On The Light.
And you're gonna get a chance to hear that song on Eminem Live Radio as well. And also we are kicking up the heat on this show as we're spinning the newest and hottest releases that are out right now from artists like Hillary Jane, Tori Kelly, and so much more. So stay tuned for hot tracks off the racks right here on Eminem Live Radio.
And of course, this show would not be what it is if it wasn't for a good conversation.
You're
right. It's all centered around this right here. Do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike?
Misa, a lot of controversy around this right now.
A lot, Mia. We got a lot of thumbs up, but we also got some thumbs down. So, of course, let's keep the conversation going on social media. Instagram and Twitter is where it's at to give us your responses at MM Live Radio, man. Make sure you add us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But let's get to some good music.
Let's go ahead and get right into it. Listen, huge shout out to the big homie Derek Minor for being on Eminem Live Radio last week. Make sure you guys go get his new album The Trap. It's out right now, and this song is debuted on the album as well, Revolution by Derek Minor. Then Hot Tracks Off the Rack starts after that. Listen, keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Welcome. So glad you can finally make it, and we've been saving this seat just for you. Welcome to the revolution, yeah. Welcome to the revolution, yeah. They've been looking for the blueprint. You can get it here exclusive. Welcome to the revolution, yeah. They've been looking for the blueprint, yeah. You can get it here exclusive.
I am nothing like you rap guys. You should never get it confused. I don't fall for them cornball moves. You should work on your kung fu. Sensei high kick game, even if they don't listen. Say your soul to them if you want to. Your career be missing. And so the culture vulture on G like Costa Nostra mean we family. Murder everything off of G.O.D. Learn from my losses. Started amplify, now we finna make everybody bosses. business. Y'all should be cautious. If you check us, I check your contract. Don't look at me, cause that sell you dreams and buy them back with your royalties. Woe is me, went from Robin Hood to Robin Hood. I cannot complain cause y'all's good, even when they try to overlook.
I cannot complain cause y'all's good. Welcome to the revolution. Welcome to the revolution. They been looking for the blueprint. You can get it here exclusive. Welcome to the revolution. They been looking for the blueprint. You can get it here exclusive.
Hey, shouts out Jimmy O. Hey, Kelly G said it sound like I've been rapping for my good on these records. Hey, what up, Doc Weezy? That's my day one. Song we finna turn up on these boy real quick, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying hard not to look down on people I looked up to. I'm just trying to thrive and be a king like I'm supposed to. I've been cast out by people that called me brother. Now I murder everything you put me on like I'm Killmonger. Whatever, I got my things together. I don't sweat it even in hell with three sweaters. The flow frozen on a new level. I could build a snowman on the head of a devil. Sheesh! Look what the game done did to me. I watch you get fed while I starved out with my team. But it taught us how to hunt. Our aim is pristine. Eating venison and all the fixings with my regime. Glory to God, he give grace. He said before you get up, finish your plate. So I tell the whole world I'm a sinner and Christ saves. I tell the whole world I'm a sinner and Christ saves. Still talking that talk, this my lane, you know. Old dogs, new tricks, I can't change. That'll have you looking like you lost your brain. Everybody confused, but my mission's still the same. Get my family out the hood before I enter my grave. Heal mind, body, and soul, my faith is in the name Jesus.
Derek Minor welcomes you to the revolution, man. Make sure you guys go pick up his latest project. The album is called The Trap. But listen, Misa, let's get into some more new music from your favorite artist. It starts right here, right now. Hot Tracks off the racks. Listen, here's hot track number one. Here is Replay by Hillary Jane. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Hot track number one.
Oh, here it goes.
You know me better than I know myself. Sympathizing everything I felt. Realizing that I need your help. You got me. Can't erase what you always done. Can't undo what you've overcome. Can't believe that you caught me love. You got me. You know me better than I know myself. You're standing by me when there's no one else. When I'm all alone and the window's down.
You got me.
You never left me, you never will. When I'm believing everything I feel, you pull me back to your perfect will.
You got me.
I put your truth on replay. I need it every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay. More than the air I breathe, living water I sip, I drink. My emotion wanna take the lead. You say your truth would set me free. I believe that, I need that. When I'm acting out, you bring me back. I pass my heart out on these tracks. Gotta let you know where my mind's at.
On replay, every single word till you change me. Leave behind the curse while you freeze frame. Sing it with me now.
Your truth on replay. I need it every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say. I put your truth on replay. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
I put your truth on replay.
say, she say, I put your truth on replay, replay.
I put your truth on replay, replay. I need it every day, every day. Ain't worried about that he say, she say, I put your truth on replay.
Hot track number one, Hillary Jane Replay. Make sure you guys keep it locked right here to hear more new music from your favorite artist. But listen, I'm gonna let you know, put you up on game to what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag too many hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or status, we tend to go in on the hashtags. Well, this segment right here is called hashtag too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things trending, all things current through the use of hashtags. Hashtag Lawn Larry. Now, being in grade school, I've been very guilty of running across a neighbor's yard just to make sure I got on the bus. My parents would tell me not to do that, but I had to do what I had to do to get to school. Y'all know this, even if that meant stomping on Mr. Tucker's ugly grass. A man in Virginia was sick and tired of the neighborhood kids running and littering on his yard. So he decided to put an electric fence around his yard to keep them off. And the parents are not having it because his house is right in front of the bus stop. Mia, I feel like this is a problem only because you have to think of all kids, not just high school and middle school kids. What about those kids that don't know how to keep their hands to themselves, like the elementary school kids, and they accidentally put their hands on the electric fence and then boom, it's all over?
Now, I'm not gonna lie, I do feel like an electric fence is going a little extreme, but I mean, I know especially men who, they mow their own grass, they put a lot of time and work into it. So I know you'll get frustrated when kids constantly come over, always standing on your grass. So, you know, desperate times call for electric measures.
I guess you're right, but my only thing is that I feel like there's a better solution to this problem. And I understand, you know, there are guys and men and women out here that take a lot of pride in trying to make their house a home, like, yeah, you know, gardening or even just like such as taking care of their grass or even painting the fence. The list goes on and on. But I feel like electric fences, that's too much. What's wrong with just simply putting a regular fence around your yard?
You know, what if he also like reached out to like the neighbors around, like, you know, hey, could you please let your kids know and please stress the fact that they always stand on my grass? Could you just make sure you stress to them not to? You know, I'm just trying to give him some alternative opposed to shocking the children.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because if they get shocked, then you get sued. Of course. Hashtag this man put an electric fence.
Hashtag around his home.
Hashtag I wonder if he minds.
Hashtag if I charge my phone.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. I know the students are gonna like this one. Hashtag no sleepy students. California lawmakers vote to stop schools from starting early so students can get more sleep. Now, 80% of middle and high schools start earlier than 8:30 a.m. and supporters add that science shows that later start times make children healthier by letting them get more sleep, and it also increases the rate of them graduating. So, I mean, so how do you feel about California lawmakers trying to get these kids more sleep?
Man, shout out to California, because to be honest, Mia, look, for people like me that are not early morning risers, I am all for it. I'm all for it because do not wake me up early in the morning to do anything, especially no multiplication tables or ABC.
Now, while I am definitely excited for these students to potentially get more hours of sleep, my only concern is that because you start later in the day, does that mean school will be longer? Because I know for me, when I was in high school, school started at 8:20. We got out at 3:20. So say if school starts at 11:20, we're not going to get out until like 5, 6:20. Like that's late. That's cutting into my dinner time. That's cutting into my relaxation. That's cutting into a lot of my, you know, at-homeness that I could be soaking in at the time.
I feel like there is nothing wrong with it. Because I mean, the schools could even offer dinner options, even if you will. But to be honest, I think as you get to more so the middle of the day, I feel like your brain is more active, you know, it's more alert ready,
yeah,
to, you know, receive new information as you learn throughout school.
Listen, I just want to know is how can we get this in all schools across the world? That will be another hashtag in itself. Hashtag California lawmakers.
Hashtag, oh, they got some power.
Hashtag sleeping for 5 more minutes.
Hashtag, how about 5 more hours?
Hashtag too many hashtags. And listen, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag paying last respects. As we all know, the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin passed away last month, and she was finally laid to rest a couple of weeks ago and had a star-studded memorial service. Influential people like Tyler Perry, Bill Clinton, and even Reverend Al Sharpton spoke at the ceremony.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. And the next time you get a black woman and a beagle confused, remember this. I got you.
You already know she needed some real singers to bring the house down to commemorate the vocal powerhouse, such as Miss Franklin, like Fantasia, the Clark Sisters, and Chaka Khan. Ariana Grande was another singer on the roster, singing one of Auntie Riri's hits, Natural Woman, dressed in an all-black cocktail skirt, and she received a lot of flack for her attire, saying that it was inappropriate. Smokey Robinson also weighed in on Ari's look and called it disrespectful. Now, just to kind of give you a visual of what Ariana Grande wore as she sang Natural Woman at Aretha Franklin's funeral, it was kind of like an all-black cocktail dress type skirt thing.
Yeah, like a skater skirt at
the
bottom. Yeah,
and like, it kind of came mid-thigh. And a lot of people were not having it. They just called her disrespectful, you know, inappropriate. So many names in the book. They even joked about, of course, you know, Ariana Grande rocks her long ponytail. Mm-hmm. And they said that the ponytail was longer than the skirt. My only thing with this, Mia, is the fact that I feel like this very thing is what pushed a lot of people away from church.
Yeah, it really does. Because, I mean, honestly, you never know. Ariana Grande might not be a big spiritual person. She probably doesn't step into the church often. But, you know, the one time that she does step in, everyone's opposed to her being here, paying her respects to the Queen of Soul. People are judging her for what she's wearing. You know what I'm saying? And also, part of me wants to say that she doesn't know any better. Like, you know, that's her artist look. Ariana's always known for, like, wearing, like, smalls, like, you know, short skirts. So, therefore, I think what she maybe thought was she probably wasn't thinking about, you know, church attire, what's appropriate, what's not. She probably doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't even know. And there's a lot of people that have no idea. And that's the reason why they don't come to church, is because they don't have this thing called church clothes. I've been going to church forever, as long as I can remember. And I don't even own a pair of church clothes. To be honest, I don't even know what church clothes are. But sometimes when I go to other churches and I visit other churches, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I get a little nervous and, you know, a little uneasy, because I'm afraid of what they're going to treat me, you know, because I don't have this thing called church clothes.
Yeah, I feel like people need to just loosen up on Ariana just a little bit, you know, because, I mean, she's already was really uncomfortable even with the pastor, you know, grabbing her that we all saw. So, you know, just kind of go easy on her, everybody.
All I know is that Ariana sang Natural Woman so beautifully. The family was so proud, and you did such a great job of showing the Queen of Soul some real respect.
R-E-S-P-C, that's what I want from me. R-E-S-P-C-D, that's what I want. Respect.
Hashtag pay your respect.
Hashtag not in clothes.
Hashtag just sing the song.
Hashtag and show Ari some love.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag from the Cosby Show to Trader Joe's. I know you guys have heard this one. Jeffrey Owens, who played Elvin on The Cosby Show for 7 years, has made headlines recently after photos of him bagging groceries at a New Jersey Trader Joe's. Now, while Jeffrey has been acting, he said it's hard to find work and he has to provide for his family, so therefore he's been taking a job at Trader Joe's as a bagger. But the response for Jeffrey's job-shaming posts have been all positive. It's been so great. People are commenting, saying how they admire his hard work and his drive. Rapper Nicki Minaj went on her radio show, and she's going to donate $25,000 to him, and filmmaker Tyler Perry offered him a role on OWN's number one drama, and Jeffrey has accepted the job. Now, I feel like this story was so great to talk about, because I feel like it's good to just show people who are in between jobs, where you're trying to feed your passion, but also, you know, pay bills at the same time. Don't feel discouraged. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta do what you gotta do, and your time is coming, and this time came for him, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was absolutely perfect. And to be honest, I think that everyone, whether you're old, whether you're young, they just don't understand that this also is a form of cyberbullying. You can't just, you know, chastise somebody and bother them and nag them while they're at their job trying to make an honest living.
Yeah.
You can't do anything like that.
And then also, even if he wasn't also trying to feed his drive to be an actor, if he stopped his job at the Cosby Show and decided he wanted to bag groceries at Trader Joe's, if that's what he wants to do, let him do that.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because everyone was doubting the fact that, oh, because you're an actor, it's immediately so much better. Well, I mean, it all depends on what he wants to do. But I'm just happy to see that he is getting so much more work now and all this recognition, and it's all so very positive to him. All the love on social media. So huge shout out to Jeffrey Owens. I'm gonna be looking for you in that special Tyler Perry's talking about. Hashtag Jeffrey Owens.
Hashtag isn't the one to blame.
Hashtag don't hate the job.
Hashtag hate the shame.
Hashtag too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, you gotta tune in next week where we give you guys more current topics and more things that are going on in today's world.
Let's get into this question though. Do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike?
Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. But Misa, I think we gotta get into some more new music.
Why don't we do that right here? Keeping it going, we've got hot tracks off the rack. So much going on right here, right now. We've got the second one up and ready to bat for you. Here is Seven Nights by Jay Monty. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
Let's do it again.
Hot track number two.
Turn up, man.
Long days, long nights, no sleep. All right, they want my life, just don't see what it costs for us. Broke down, no pride, she'll be by my side. I think this might be the last time that I fall in love.
Seven nights straight, feel like one long day.
Driving me a forklift, so my son can have a fort to live. Boy, I'm fresh about the orphanage. Can't convince myself the Lord is it. Day and night run together now, and I forgot to wear the morning in. Ay, everybody want a piece of the pie. I wouldn't steal from him, but I look at my son and see me in his eye. And I feel like I'd kill for him. I'd serve a couple hundred years for him. Nah, but really, I just wanna make sure before he go to bed, I got a meal for him. And some money tucked away for real storms. That's a real story. I ain't asking y'all to feel for me. I ain't asking y'all to fear for me. I'm just asking God if it's truly that. Did he take the wheel and steer for me? I know you know I put it 6 feet under if it's robbing me. I gotta get it for my family, cause I've been working.
Long days, long nights, no sleep. Alright, they want my life. Just don't see what it costs for us. Broke down, no pride, she'll be by my side. I think this might be the last time that I fall in love.
Seven nights straight, feel like one long day. But I know my
feeling
won't be okay. Seven days straight, feel like one long night. But I know my feeling won't be alright. Seven nights straight, feel like one.
They talk about struggling, but they don't know nothing about steel toes. The money ain't coming in, and you get a car to the rear road. Trade my life for a dollar, so we can move out the slum. Cause you get killed for a dollar, if you live where we from. I've been on the road, and my life is on empty. Do it for my home, steps outside, so don't tempt me. Presents round the tree, for my kids, what I pray for. Eat the way it goes, I be grateful. I got enemies, I'm working 7 nights. Won't get to me, I just talk to God. Show me what happened, like, set my spirit free. I got uncles in the field, cousins on the peel, babies on the milk. Holy Father, do you hear me now? Don't know how much it cost me now.
Long days, long nights, no sleep. Alright, they want my life. Just don't see what it costs for us. Broke down, no pride, she'll be by my side. I think this might be the last time that I fall in love.
Seven nights straight, feel like one long day. But I know my feel gon' be okay. 7 days straight, feel like one long night. But I know my feel gon' be alright. 7 nights straight, feel like one long day. But I know
Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
The number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was one of our hot tracks, man. That was Seven Nights by J Monti.
Listen, we got more hot tracks where that came from. But listen, man, make sure you guys keep it locked right here because we'll be having a special guest invade the Eminem Live Radio airwaves. That's right, national recording artist DJ MD. We're going to talk about his new single he's got out right now featuring Spencer Kane. Listen, you do not want to miss what we're going to talk about. But listen, make sure you are subscribed to our Eminem Live Radio podcast ASAP on iTunes, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. You got to make sure you're a part of the Eminem Live fam. And we've also gotten so much love on the podcast. So become a part of the family, man. Eminem Live Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Google Play for Eminem Live Radio podcast.
Of course. And stay tuned. We got so much more for you. We've got more hot tracks. We've got more conversation. And we've also got a very special guest, DJ MD, that's going to be stopping by a little bit later on. But Mia, how was your three-day weekend?
Listen, man. Three-day weekend was wild, if you know what I'm saying. Listen, only people who follow us on Instagram and follow our IG stories know what I'm talking about. Misa, myself, our Chemo, you guys know, our dad and our grandma and our little brother, we all went out to this wild animal safari. And basically what it is you can drive through this, like, I want to say it's like 500 acres of land, and there are just animals just roaming everywhere, and you get a chance to, like, feed them, interact with them, pet them, and whatnot. And listen, it was so much fun.
Yes, they come up to the car. So basically, it's like a drive-through zoo, and it was phenomenal. I, for one, am a huge animal lover. We came across some emus. Look, our engineer Chemo was freaking out. Absolutely freaking out.
We fed a camel, which is crazy. I was so amazed with that, because that camel was huge.
Pigs, deer, elk, moose, cow. Like, it was
water
just,
buffalo, like the whole nine.
It was crazy. But we had a great time. I hope you guys really enjoyed Labor Day and, of course, had a very safe holiday. But if you want to tune in to figure out how our three-day weekend was, make sure you go to our Instagram at MM Live Radio and go ahead and hit that little button there on our page. It says Eminem Adventures, because it definitely was an adventure.
Definitely was an adventure, man. But listen, we got to go ahead and get into this conversation. It's all been centered around the big controversy of Colin Kaepernick partnering up with Nike and now becoming the face of Nike. So we wanted to ask this question. Do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike? And we got so many comments from you guys. Huge shout out to you guys for giving your honest opinions on this week's question. So we're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Instagram.
On IG. Thanks so much for commenting, all of you. At ice_storm8825, this person says, he doesn't deserve it. At KingDub24, I'm all here for it. At Keisha_Nicole14, this person says, yeah.
And again, guys, we're asking, do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike?
And a couple more on IG. At Papa_Kane, this person says no. And at Tanya_Joy_, this person says yes, definitely. He's a great athlete.
Listen, thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. When we come back, we're going to have some more comments from Facebook. But listen, if you still want to go ahead and comment, you can go ahead and do so. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook as well as Eminem Live Radio. And let us know, do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike? Give us your honest opinions. But of course, you guys already know your girls Eminem are always going to give you the inspiration, motivation, and encouragement that you're going to need throughout your week. And we're always going to give it to you under 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa has got you. She's got you. Here's Misa's 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Don't be afraid of the present because of what happened in the past. We all know the story oh so well. I embarrassed myself on the court last season, so I'm not going to try out this season. I failed my test last time I took it, so I'm going to not retake it again. Nobody showed up to my event last time, so I'm not going. So I'm going to stop having events. No. No, the negativity here. We're not going to do that. Let's focus on the positive. I, for one, am very guilty of this. I dated this guy in 10th grade, and I thought that he loves and cared about me, but stabbed me in the back as he dated another girl. I felt hurt, betrayed, and scared to love again. But now I'm married to the man of my dreams, pursuing my career that I love, and out here living my best life. What am I saying? I'm saying that if I allowed the hurt and pain of that last relationship to keep me held back, I wouldn't have experienced the abundance of happiness I'm seeing in my life with someone else right now. Sometimes the bad things that happen only happen to make you stronger and wiser, not fearful. I heard a quote that said, "You are too concerned with what was and what will be. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called present." I got that from Kung Fu Panda. So when at first you don't succeed, try again and again and again until you kill it, and you will kill it.
Boom, that is your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Listen, boy, in 10th grade, you missing out, son. What goes around comes back around. You the best things you never had. Like Beyonce would say. Listen, you
say that.
Say that, man. Listen, when at first you don't succeed, man, brush yourself off and try again. It's just as simple as that. Misa said it best. Make sure you guys are staying tuned to our social media and our YouTube channel at youtube.com/MisaandMia as we give you our 1 minute inspirations to you visually. Your video inspirations are back on the web, man. Make sure you guys are staying tuned for them. But listen, when we come back, you're going to hear the voice of national recording artist DJ MD. And we're going to talk all about his new single featuring Spencer Kane, Turn the Lights On.
Of course, and we've got some more hot tracks off the racks sizzling right here, man. We got French Water by DJ 412 and Parrish Charis. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Ladies and
gentlemen. Yo, this is hot track number three.
5-4-3-0, yeah.
It's a new season. Supermax. I'm drinking on French water right now. Yeah.
I give out water the most. I'm Supermax with the glow. The rat running lap in the pool. I was on back of the boat. Load the problems, automatic B. Spoke to Jesus, not a magic B. I'm Supermax, can I do my thing? I'm Supermax, can I do my thing? I give out water the most.
Max.
I'm Supermax with the glow. The rat running lap in the pool.
Back.
I was on back of the boat. Load the problems, automatic B. Spoke to Jesus, not a magic B.
Yeah.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Do it.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say my name when you talking now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Supermax, got it popping now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They reach like Lecrae finna walk them out.
Yeah. Yeah.
They talking down, better stop it now.
Yeah.
Let me talk. Yeah. Who the wavy jugger from the projects? Who that talking down in the comments?
Who?
I've been Supermax with the progress. Man, know my ex.
What's that? Yeah.
Hit her with the sidestep. It was all good just a week ago.
Right.
They been watching me just to keep the flow. Look, old girl hit me on a late night. I ain't hit her back to the daytime.
Right.
I was trying to catch her on a FaceTime. See if I could see her with no makeup. I came up next to the dope dealers.
Dope.
Mixing the max with that hope feeling.
Hope.
Giving off raps with the ropes in it.
Yeah.
Sprinkle the season on every written cuss.
I give out water the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I super max with the glow.
Max.
The rap running lap in the pool.
Flash.
I was on back of the boat.
Back.
Load the problems, automatic B. Spoke to Jesus, not a magic beam.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
I give out water the most.
Yeah.
I'm Supermax with the glow.
Max.
The rap running lap in the pool.
Whew.
I was on back of the boat.
Back.
Load the problems, automatic beam. Spoke to Jesus, not a magic beam.
I'm
Supermax, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
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 Can't say my name when you talking now.
Yup, yup.
I'm Supermax, got it popping now.
Yup, yup.
They reach like Lecrae finna walk them out.
Yup, yup.
They talking down, better stop it now.
Why?
I give out water the most. I'm Supermax with the glow. The rap running lap in the pool.
Flash.
I was on back of the boat.
Back.
Load the problems, automatic B. Spoke to Jesus, not a magic B. I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Yeah.
I'm Supermax, can I do my thing?
Do it.
I'm Supermax with the glow. The rat running lap in the pool. I was on back of the pool.
You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia from, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio, and it's the moment you all have been waiting for.
That's right, Misa. Anytime you hear his music, you immediately come alive to the sounds he's bringing. After being a force to be reckoned with in the DJing world, he's now reinventing himself to be the artist he's destined to be. His new single, Turn the Lights On, is out now. We're going to talk to the mastermind behind the music right here, right now. We want to welcome world-renowned DJ, DJ MD to the show. MD, what's going on, man?
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. Wow, what an intro. That was amazing.
Listen, man, you deserve it. Listen, welcome to the show. Listen, we just want to start off by saying that we appreciate you taking the time to hang out with us here on Eminem Live Radio today.
Man, no problem. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Of course, of course. And we're so glad to have you on the show, like Mia said. At this time, that we have you on the show right now. But you're so established in hip-hop world as well as, you know, the DJ industry. And you've now decided to step out and be DJ MD the artist, which is absolutely major. But what made you want to break out and become the artist that you're becoming?
Man, I think it's just expanding, and just expanding my creativity and trying to reach further from where I'm at. So that's it.
Working
the craft.
Yeah, definitely working the craft, because I know you've definitely mastered your craft in being a DJ, and you've come so far, performing in front of thousands, and now being an artist, it's like a whole new realm. But I mean, like, you're just killing it. You've already started your artistry with all guns blazing. You got your first single with, singer-songwriter, the lovely Sierra White, and then now you got your new single, Turn the Lights On, featuring Spencer Kane. And, I love the message of that song. Tell us, what's the inspiration behind the lyrics of Turn the Lights On?
I think, like, as people or even some believers may be, like, our eyes are open to a lot of stuff, but really they're shut down. We haven't been enlightened, whether through the word of God or even with the help of the Holy Spirit, so it's just been pretty much opening our eyes, so we can see the truth.
Yeah, especially in this day and time, I feel like there's so much negativity, so much poison that's being pushed through our airwaves, being pushed through the social media, pop culture in general. I feel like this song is perfect for our day and time.
Yeah.
We need enlightening. We need something to kind of open up and shake us awake, shake us and say, not to be funny, but stay woke. You can't let the enemy, just pump all this negativity into our system, because I'm telling you, This spiritual warfare we got going on, we need the music.
And even with the sense of the whole Turn the Lights On idea, with the fact of, like, just shedding light on things that maybe people are afraid to talk about, or things that are just keeping in the dark. We're going to, shed some light on those certain topics.
Oh, yeah. Turn the lights on. Now, like Mia said, you're on the single by yourself. Turn the Lights On is sung by national recording artist and Anthem Lights band member Spencer Kane, of course, who's no stranger to the show. But what is it about Spencer that made you want him on the song?
I think his vocals, man. And his work ethic. I love his work ethic. I've had a chance to work with him in the past few years, and even seeing him now, with the music, his work ethic is amazing for as young as he is. So salute to him, man, and I really appreciate him for getting on the track. And he killed it, man. He murdered the track. Oh my gosh.
Listen, you can just about bet your money that anytime you put Spencer Kane on a song, he's gonna bring it.
All day long.
I knew when that was a collaboration between you two, the song was already gonna be just like magic in itself. But listen, guys, your girls Eminem are hanging out with world-renowned DJ MD, and we're talking about his new single, Turn the Lights On. Now, there's not just a single out right now, there's also a music video to go along with it, and you and Spencer were great in the video, and I thought the visual for Turn the Lights On was so creative. So let us in on the creative inspiration behind the music video for the single.
I think basically it's just like the message of the music is we were trying to capture everything as far as, the eyes being closed and they are now open. We were chasing what the world has to offer, but you know, we've been enlightened and our eyes are open through the word of God, you know.
That's good. I like the fact that you were able to really put all of your inspiration inside the creativity. But now with you already releasing two singles, we know we can expect a project coming soon, which is something that everybody wants to hear. And you've said that you'll be dropping an EP for the world to hear. And we also know that you can't tell us too much. At least you can tease us with a little bit of information. But what can you tell us about your upcoming EP and what we can look forward to?
I can give you the name of the EP. That's the furthest I can go for you.
What?
That's
okay, well, give us the title. We'll what is the title of the upcoming EP by DJMD?
The upcoming EP by DJMD is going to be titled The Light of the City.
The Light of the City. That's right, man. You heard it here first, man. Be on the lookout, man, by DJMD. Listen, we're so excited for that. You've already set the bar so high when it comes to your music and things like that. So we know this EP is going to be a banger.
Man, all day, all night. MD, we are looking forward to everything you've got coming up. And thanks again for hanging out with us here on the show. But before you go, can you give everybody your social media so they can connect with you?
Yes, you can follow me all over social media. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And it's all IAMDJEMD, but it's pronounced MD.
Listen, guys, make sure you follow DJMD on all social media. And listen, guys, you're gonna love this hit, but you gotta go cop it. Go get DJMD's new single, Turn the Lights On, featuring Spencer Kane. Make sure you go get it. It's sold everywhere digitally.
Get that ASAP. Like we said, stop what you're doing and go ahead and cop that. But listen, MD, we're excited to see what's coming up in your career, man. Just know that you've got our support here on Eminem Live Radio, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, great. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Of course, anytime. Now, to all of our listeners, I hope you're ready because you're about to hear new music from DJMD right here, right now.
Here it is, his new single, Turn the Lights On by DJMD featuring Spencer Kane. Listen, turn this one all the way up, man. You're going to love this one. We'll be right back. You're listening to You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
A sign of hope seems beyond me. A dream of love surrounded by nightmares. I'm not prepared. I'm just afraid of the dark. I've gone missing. I'm just lonely again. Somebody listen. I try to love and they just hate me. Freedom comes when grace is given. So tell the world how we live. We are, we are, we are. We are alive now. We are. Yeah.
My name is Misa.
My name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, and we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. That was DJ MD featuring Spencer Kane with Turn the Lights On.
Listen, huge shout out to DJ MD for rocking with us this week on Eminem Live Radio. And make sure you guys go get that new single, man. Turn the Lights On by DJ MD featuring Spencer Kane. I love that song.
I do too. It's real... I feel like it's perfect for DJ MD to kind of come out, not as a DJ, but as an artist with that song with Spencer Kane.
And listen, he's got a project coming very, very soon, so make sure you guys are keeping up to date with DJ MD for when that project's going to be released. But listen, we got so many big things popping off here at Eminem Live Radio, including this week's question. Now, of course, you guys already know everybody's talking about Colin Kaepernick being the face of Nike, and everyone is feeling some type of way, man. So we're asking this: do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike? We got so many responses. Huge shout out to everybody that commented on this week's question. We're going to read some of our favorite comments that we got over on Facebook.
Let's get it, FB, on Facebook. We've got Catherine Lee Tarpley. This person says, he has just as much right to be the face of Nike as any other athlete. Philanda Wiley in Chi-Town says, yes, everyone in America should have acceptance of their protest. Kaepernick protest is about police brutality and excessive force against people of color. The American flag should be waving for equality for everyone American. Until that happens, hashtag I kneel with Cap.
And again, guys, the question for this week is, do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike?
Wyatt Ethan Gilpke says, yes and no. Nike, being probably the alpha male of athlete brands, typically the best of the best is the face. For example, Michael Jordan. Kaepernick's stats suck to the point where he's not even a starting wingback anymore. I feel like Nike just wanted to stir up the beef. There are many others that play better that play better and see a problem and made a stand, like J.J. Watt, Drew Brees, Benjamin Watson, both the Mannings, even Tom Brady for that matter, spend fortunes to help society. I love Kaepernick's actions for what he did, but I would have chose someone else.
Thank you guys so much for commenting on this week's question. Now, if you still want to go ahead and comment and speak your mind, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook as well at Eminem Live Radio. But of course, you guys already know you got to get your girls' opinions here in studio. So Misa, do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike?
Most definitely. I feel like that was a perfect selection of who they should celebrate their 30th celebration with of the Just Do It campaign. I feel like Kaepernick,
30 years?
30 years.
Wow.
30 years. And I feel like this was a perfect person to pick. What about you?
I personally agree 1,000%. I do think that Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike. I feel like because, of course, with him, you know, taking a stand, well, not really taking a stand, but, you know, kneeling for what was right, you know what I'm saying? And then for him to lose low-key everything, his job, you know, what helped him pay the bills. And for someone, a big brand, to one, lose the backing of the NFL and to lose your job and to get the backing behind a huge brand like Nike, I think that says a lot. It's deserving. And I think he's doing everything for a great cause. So, I mean, I think that he deserves it. With all the other, you know, athletes that were named and, like, you know, that who else deserves it, that's cool and all, but, I mean, let's talk about somebody who, you know, has really standing up and pushing the envelope and being bold for, you know, speaking their mind and speaking for what they believe in.
This is what I think. And if you guys do not know Misa loves her some sports movies. Like, my all-time favorite movie is Remember the Titans, which obviously is about football and takes place on the football field. And one thing that I feel like I took away from a movie such as Remember the Titans is the fact that, you know, you have to have character on the field and character off the field. What makes a good athlete is not just about the technique that you show on the court or on the field, the stats, you know, all the accolades and all the awards that you have won, but it's also about your character. You know, I've always was taught, being an athlete myself, that if you do not show
good character off the court or off the field, you are not going to step foot on that playing field that night, you know? And I feel like, you know, Colin Kaepernick standing up for something that he feels like he believes in, because I always, of course, knew the phrase and heard the phrase that if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for it, for anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is something that he really strongly believes in, not only just for himself or a person of color, but for people all across America and even all across the world. Because when you're the nation that shows an example and sets the example and sets the tone for all the other nations, that just shows how powerful you really are. Yeah. And he knows his true power, and he knows the type of force that his voice carries.
Yeah, and the fact that he even decided to use his platform, be playing in front of millions, broadcasting in front of millions every single night to give a protest and give a message, that's something that deserves to be, you know, commended.
One thing I like is that Kaepernick is not a celebrity that just used his platform just to sit by the wayside and let somebody, if somebody wants to do it, then somebody else is going to do it. No, if not you, then who?
Right.
If not now, then when? He decided that he's going to be the change that he wants to see. And I actually wanted to go to what the caption says on the actual ad itself. It's a picture of Kaepernick's face, and it says, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Just do it." And I feel like Nike wanted to also kind of stand behind him as he takes a stand by kneeling, and they wanted to do the same thing and say, you know what, we're a huge athletic brand, and we're going to set the tone and let everybody know, and including athletes all over the world, and let them know how we feel about police brutality.
The Nike ad already generated $43 million in the media exposure in less than 24 hours of it even being, you know, released. But how do you feel about everybody boycotting? Boycott Nike, burning their socks, burning their shoes. How do you feel about that, though?
I really wish that people, the way that they're being enraged and the way that they're showing that they're so anti, again, you know, anti Kaepernick, I really wish that they showed this much anger towards police brutality.
For real.
I really wish they showed this much anger and emotion when somebody's being pulled over or being what do you call it, when they're being
racially profiled
in the store, you know, or when injustice is happening in society. I wish that they did this type of energy, this type of boycotting, this much emotion.
Keep the same energy.
But even people that are burning their jerseys and their shoes and their socks, first of all, you already gave Nike your money.
So, you know what I'm saying? But even also, huge shout out to Nick Cannon, because he actually went out to his local Nike store, bought out all the socks, and was giving them out to actually the homeless people. So it's like, you could actually use, if you don't want your Nike gear, give it away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't burn it, because you're burning your money.
But that's how you cause change.
It is. It is how you cause change. Now, let's go ahead and get to our president, because of course you know that President Donald Trump definitely had a lot to say. And of course, you know, what better way for, you know, Donald Trump to speak out via Twitter. So he tweeted this saying, "Just like the NFL, whose ratings have gone way down, Nike is getting absolutely killed with anger and boycotts. I wonder if they had any idea that it would be this way. As far as the NFL is concerned, I just find it hard to watch and always will until they stand for the flag." Here's my thing about standing, about the whole flag thing, about everyone kind of going against Colin Kaepernick. I feel like at the end of the day, I feel like what Colin did when he was, you know, a football player, it just goes completely overlooked, and I think it's constantly, you know, misunderstood. You know, I feel like everyone's like, of course, the veterans are like, oh, you're disrespecting everyone who's ever fought for our country. That's not what it's about. You know, I feel like people always get that misconstrued. He's doing this for, you know, the African Americans who were unjustified, you know, people of color in general. So, I mean, his motives are pure. I feel like it would be different if he was just trying to do it just to, like, you know, cause ruckus. But he has a purpose. There's purpose behind it.
What I've also found out really quick is the fact that there was a 49ers fan, grew up loving the 49ers. He was a U.S. Marine. When Kaepernick first decided to take his stand in protest by taking a knee, he saw what Kaepernick was doing. And as a veteran, he said he did feel disrespected, because at first Kaepernick was not kneeling. He was sitting on the bench. So then he wrote a letter to Kaepernick and was like, you know, I really feel like it's very disrespectful for you to be sitting while the national anthem and the Pledge of Allegiance is happening at games, because I've been a huge fan. And then Kaepernick got a hold of this veteran's letter, decided to sit down with him, have a conversation. And so instead
of sitting on the bench, the veteran suggested to Kaepernick, why don't you take a knee?
A veteran.
He said this to Kaepernick, and he also mentioned that, you know, the reason why we take a knee is because, you know, as veterans, we do take a knee when we pray for a fallen soldier. Mm-hmm. We do take a knee when we go visit, when we do pray. We do take a knee when somebody has been injured. So that's, I feel like that's a better way of protesting instead of sitting on the bench. Kaepernick decided to do that, and for everyone to say that it's disrespecting veterans or people that serve in the military, you have to do your research.
Everyone's always, you know, whining about celebrities who don't take a stand and who don't, like, you know, all, they're only good for social media, they're only good for the money, they're only good for the fame, and therefore they don't use their platform. But when people do use their platform, they're shut down.
Exactly.
And they're, you know, their jobs are taken away and everyone's made fun of them and all the odds are against them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, regardless of what anyone says, I commend Kaepernick for everything he's doing. I really think that with him doing what he's done for Nike, it's well deserved. And he's been really doing his job very well.
Character is doing what's right because it's right. I feel like that shouldn't be something that athletes should take away from it. But I feel like a lot of people, everybody all over the nation, especially this nation, could take away from Colin Kaepernick. So I, for one, stand with Kaep.
Stand for what you believe in and do what's, if you feel like it's right, stand behind it 110%. But listen, guys, let us know what you're thinking. Do you think Colin Kaepernick deserves to be the face of Nike? Let us know what you're thinking on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio and Facebook as well at MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. We are going to close the show out with some more hot tracks off the racks with Tori Kelly featuring Kirk Franklin. Here is Never Alone. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to, you already know,
it's MM Live Radio.
This is something new.
Hot track number 4.
Bump this.
In my time I've traveled some roads, a rolling stone, nowhere feels like home. And I've seen people come, then they go. And life is just a story of some highs and some lows. Tell me, do you believe in miracles? I'm standing here before your eyes. I've cried many rivers, I've walked through some pain, I've seen my world crumble, and I've carried the shame, but I know somebody, he calls me his own. I can hear heaven singing out, oh, you're never alone.
That was hot track number 4, Never Alone by Tori Kelly, man. You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia. From, you already know, it's MM Live Radio.
Most definitely. Huge shout out goes out to national recording artist DJ MD for hanging out with us this week on MM Live Radio. Make sure you guys go get his new single, Turn the Lights On, by DJ MD featuring Spencer Kane right now. It's on all digital music outlets.
Tune into MM Live Radio next week because one of our listeners wrote to us in need of advice and we're going to give it to him live on the air. Don't miss next week's Dear MM Letter.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, conversation, music, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But we got to give the credit when it's due. MM Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
And executive producer, Crystal Evans. And MM Live Radio is an M&M Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's show. But your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up,
because down is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thanks so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's MM Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you and I.